Hello out there, GUI Native viewers. My name is Gabriel Ha from Microsoft, and we are here at the first ever CPP Con of 2014. So what we're going to do is we had a lot of speakers that volunteered their time to come down here and talk about whatever C++ related things that they had to share. And I'm here with our first guest of, of today's episode. So I'm going to let him introduce himself.
So my name is Hartmut Kaiser. I'm a researcher at the Louisiana State University. I'm teaching there students, and I'm involved in, I believe, very cutting-edge C++ research, applying C++ to high-performance computing and developing theoretical models for that and developing libraries to prove our assumptions about what we have to do to solve the high-performance computing problems.
Very cool.
We will face a couple of years from now.
Mm. So is that what you talked about at the conference, by any chance?
No. At the conference, I talked about something, well, related in some sense. I talked about asynchronous computing in C++.
Oh, okay.
How you can do, how you can write programs which utilize the machines much, much better than we utilize them today. Well, if you look at these big machines, really the big irons, which take or require megawatts of energy to run, and if you look at the applications we run on those machines, you will realize that those applications utilize only 20% of the machine. So that means that from the 30 megawatts the machine just consumes, 80% are just, you know, are used to heat it up and to cool it down again without having any real effect. So what we try is to improve the parallel efficiency of the applications for the high performance computing.
Cool. So what are your impressions of the conference so far? So I hear that you used to play a major part in running the Boost conference over in Aspen.
Well, for years I'm the program manager for the BoostCon and later C++ Now,
BoostCon, okay.
which happened for 7 or 8 years now every year in Aspen, early May. And I was a bit involved in the preparation of this conference as well.
So how do you think it's turned out for you?
I was very eager to see how the program would work out we put together in the last months, and I'm very happy. And I talked to many people and I haven't heard a bad word so far.
Oh.
So it might be just politeness or so, but I believe the conference really worked out very well.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And so you're leaving soon, right?
I have to leave today, yeah. Okay. Unfortunately, I have to go back teaching. Students are waiting for me.
That's right. Actually, so what level of students do you teach over at LSU?
I'm teaching graduate students in the field of high performance computing, and I'm teaching introductory level C++ courses for the for the freshmen. I think C++ is often taught the wrong way around, and that's why I intentionally teach the freshmen, so I think we can convey the ideas of C++ in the proper way, because C++ is a language which is very powerful, very complex, but on the other hand, if you look at C++ 11 and 14, it's a language which nowadays is fairly easy to teach and fairly easy to learn, but we have to get the word out that there are these new standards facilities which actually help teaching, interesting enough. They help programming, but they help teaching the language as well.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people out there probably who are not familiar with C++ probably don't realize that C++ is a changing language and that
it changed very much.
Yeah,
C++ 11, 14 is really a new language,
yeah.
Like Bjarne said. And from my daily experience, and I'm coding a lot myself, so I love coding in C++. I can say this is a completely different language from what we had 5 years ago. So,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, Hartmut, thank you so much for your time,
okay.
for being here and for speaking at the conference. And hope you have safe travels
back
back to LSU.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.